Senator John Kerry not only chairs the Foreign Relations Committee, he also recently played top U.S. persuader in Afghanistan. Kerry convinced Afghan President Hamid Karzai to hold a runoff for an election Karzai earlier had claimed to have won. Kerry is now sounding the alarm on the troop buildup recommended by the top U.S. commander there, General Stanley McChrystal. Earlier this week, Kerry told the Council on Foreign Relations he supported a smart counterinsurgency plan for a limited geographic area, which is what McChrystal's recommending for Afghanistan.
But I believe his current plan reaches too far, too fast.
Kerry added that if President Obama does decide to send more troops to Afghanistan, he could support such a move, but only if it's under the right circumstances and leads to sustainable gains.
The bottom line is that deploying additional troops won't result in sustainable gains if the Afghan security, civilian, and governance capacity isn't there. And right now, as our generals will tell you, in many places, too many places, it isn't.
Another Democrat just back from a fact-finding trip to Afghanistan was cautious when asked whether he could back a request for 40,000 or more additional U.S. forces. Sheldon Whitehouse is a senator from Rhode Island.
I will want to see both the presidential request and the analysis and justification that support it before I start leaping ahead and drawing lines in the sand or conclusions.
Some prominent Senate Democrats have expressed support for General McChrystal's troop request, though not in floor speeches. Critics of the proposed buildup have done so, including West Virginia Democrat Robert Byrd last week.
Many here in the Senate who believe that we should proceed with such a folly in Afghanistan. I'm not one of them.
Nor is Wisconsin Democrat Russ Feingold, who earlier this week warned against escalation in Afghanistan.
We must appreciate that our military presence may well be counterproductive and, in fact, driving the conflict, creating more militants than it is eliminating.
Asked last Sunday on CBS's Face the Nation whether he was prepared to block funding for more troops, Feingold said what he wanted was a flexible timetable for withdrawing U.S. forces.
So if necessary, we will act and we will do what we can to prevent this mistake. But I'm hoping the president will listen to us at this point and consider what we're saying.
But while those Democrats are urging caution, their GOP counterparts have been exhorting President Obama in floor speeches to side with General McChrystal. John Kyle is the Senate's number two Republican.
I respectfully submit my recommendation to the president that he approve this full troop request, that he do so as soon as possible. And if he does, as I said, I believe that Republicans will be very supportive of his policy.
Kyle thinks the president may even have to rely on Republicans to get a major troop increase funded by Congress.
That's quite possible, and that's one of the reasons that I wanted to signal that he would have support from Republicans.
A more likely scenario, says Delaware Democratic Senator Ted Kaufman, is that lawmakers from both parties will consider any eventual funding request for Afghanistan from President Obama simply on its merits.
This will not be a partisan vote. I think if he comes with a plan that's a good plan, I think he'll get the votes. If he comes with a plan that isn't a good plan, he won't get the votes. I think that's really what it'll come down to. Maybe I'm naive, but I think after 36 years in Washington, I can't be accused of that.
Still, what seems plain is the fewer additional troops the president asks for, the more support he's likely to get from war-weary fellow Democrats. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.